Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. It's Monday here. It is a new month, a new day. Halloween is behind us. Welcome to Spisano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters. I'm going to say it. What?
You are a terrible father, my friend. I know you hate hearing it. I know you never want your image tarnished. I am totally against what you decided.
Well, it was a group effort. It wasn't just me. It was suggested to us.
I'm still anti what your decision was.
Cool. You're going to make a big deal out of this, but it was
he
definitely
canceled
not.
Thanksgiving. Listen to me. He canceled trick or treating.
I didn't cancel trick or treating. Mother Nature canceled trick or treating.
Nah, there was kids out.
There were no kids out.
In your neighborhood?
Nope.
I got kids. I get a friend who took his grandkid out for an hour. And she's six.
So we had a Halloween party was at Allison and Bob's house at Archer's, Ellie's little buddy, down the street, a couple of doors down. And they're like, we'll do the party this year. So what we do is the neighbors all get together, all the kids. Everybody starts there at that place. And then we do a circuit around the street. And so we were all there. And it was windy and rainy and blowing and howling. And it was nasty, like pouring rain, sheets of rain. So we're all inside and we do a little party. And they're like, okay, you guys, it's 7. So let's, anybody? And all the kids are like, no. And parents are like,
oh, yeah, right.
Oh,
don't
no.
make it sound like the kids didn't want to go trick or treating.
My
you
wife.
Liar.
Listen, no, I'm not lying.
I don't believe this story at all.
I'm not lying. Okay, you want to make something out of this? Let's make something out of this. Let me see.
I do
all
not believe
all of us parents decided to okay. that we were going to cancel Halloween for our children. That's what it is.
I don't believe the kids were like, I do not want it.
All they wanted was candy. So a couple of dads and moms were like, should we just go to our house and get our candy? And we'll put it all in the garage. And they had tables set up. And then they all went around. And
they went trick-or-treating in the garage?
In the garage with more candy than Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. It was awesome.
Wait, did they go to each house, which is like the table in the garage? And
yeah,
pretty much. Each parent set up ding-dong,
like,
trick-or-treat.
They had, you know, those 10-foot banquet tables? They had like four of them set up in a giant C formation, and everybody stood behind, and they had...
That's a bummer.
I know, but it was bad. And it's funny. We saw... And the garage door is open, right? And it's nasty. But we're looking, and we saw one car with its blinker on stop at a house.
Yeah.
And then moved down to another house. So it was like one person was brave enough to like put their kid in the car, move one house, get out of the car, wait in the car for the kid, right. come back in, go on. How's this crazy?
Yeah, we had, and I know, it was sad. That's sad because kids, I mean, you got to at least go to a small handful of houses just to say you did it and just to have that memory. Oh, my God, remember the Halloween of 2025? We were drenched. I mean, that is a good memory.
Yeah.
We probably had, and here I am buying full-size candy bars for our buddy Phil.
Phil?
Good morning, bud.
Sandy bought full-size candy bars.
I dropped so much money on full-size candy bars already because I'm like, if the kids are going to go out trick-or-treating, they deserve a lot because it's going to be...
Yeah.
It was probably four doorbell rings of small little groups of kids,
and
then that was it.
Yeah.
A lot of leftover candy.
Your husband gave me a Facebook message. He got a nice message from Mike. And he, I told him, and unfortunately, I found out I lied to him. I did not know that. My wife gave my nieces and everything like 30 different candy bars taken with them. But I still had 137 trick-or-treaters.
Wow!
Good.
They all came out, and I sent you guys the video of the 10 group of guys. One of them had a leg tart because he had a broken ankle. They were all in a baby shark outfit. So that's what they said and sent you the messages. They said, Happy Halloween from full-size candy bar Phil. And then they sang Baby Shark.
That's awesome.
Awesome. There was not as much as we always get for Halloween trick-or-treaters. But there were people who braved it, who did it.
Yeah.
And parents went out with their kids for as long as they could. I mean, they got home drenched, but you can't cancel it, Scott.
So we had, Ellie gets in the little red wagon, you know, and we put the bowl of candy in it, and I also, and we, actually, it wasn't a bowl of candy, it was our appetizer that we were to bring to the party. So Ellie gets in, and I start walking down the street, and my wife, I'm like, come on, Jill. She's like, oh, no. I'm like, what? So she dressed as a witch and Ellie dressed as the little cat, black cat, right? Jill decides to drive three driveways down. We walked. She drove. It was like, really? I didn't want to get wet. I'm like, yeah.
Well, she doesn't want to get wet. That's fine.
Witches melt.
Well.
I was like, and you know what? By the time I got down there, we were completely soaked.
You did bring an umbrella?
No, it would have blown away. It was really, really, really bad windy
did
where we were.
Did anyone cancel? Because I saw on some social media, thanks, full-size candy bar,
thanks,
Phil,
buddy.
By the way.
Thanks.
I saw on social media some people on like Nextdoor and stuff were like, hey, should we postpone Halloween? Did anyone successfully postpone Halloween to Saturday?
How do you do that?
I don't know. Your neighborhood.
Maybe.
Well, I'm saying that's why they were posting it to their social media. Hey, neighborhood, whatever. Should we postpone it? I wonder if anyone successfully did that.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
How you doing, Monday, November 3rd? Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. A chilly start, 42 degrees. Might see some showers late this afternoon. 55 degrees for the high. Breezy too. Okay. Wow, here we are.
Are you ready?
Now
we're thinking Thanksgiving. You want a free turkey? There's a store. There's a store. You got to not set us into a panic.
Yeah.
By counting. I hate countdowns.
25 days.
So there is a store that's saying, hey, listen, we're gonna do it again. We're going to give away free turkeys. Now.
Mm-hmm. What's the catch?
You have to go shopping at the store. Members of BJ's, who spend $150 or more, which is very easy to do.
Yeah, very
easy. It is not even like setting the bar high. I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't say 500, they said 150, which is
a
deal.
Yeah.
That's a deal. In a single transaction in club through BJ's mobile app or BJ's.com through November 10th, will automatically qualify for a free fresh or frozen butterball turkey.
Fresh or frozen. Nice.
That's what it says.
Qualify.
They can't give it to everybody.
Oh, that's the catch. So you're in a drawing?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Beginning November 15th, members can access their free turkey coupon in the app or their BJ's.com account. The coupon has a maximum value of $25. Okay. Excludes organic turkeys.
Yeah, right.
And available while supplies last. So, which I don't understand that part of it. Well, yeah,
well,
okay.
They have
I guess
say that, right? You got to say while supplies last.
Yeah, they have to. That's a CYA.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's legit.
That works. I mean, the turkey prices are going to be up this year, right? They're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you could save a family even $2, I'll take it. I'll sign me up.
$2?
It's going to be, they say 86% of Americans expect rising food costs to impact their Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, a good majority of that, 86% say they plan to switch to less expensive alternatives instead of a turkey.
What's cheaper than turkey, though?
Not the that's majority of people, obviously.
That's one of the cheapest proteins out there, though, you know?
Yeah, but if the turkey prices are up, and you're going to pay more for a turkey because 'tis the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay. Deli meat.
Yeah, right. We're going to have turkey sandwiches, everybody.
Is that a non-negotiable for you?
No,
you
the turkey.
You have to have the turkey?
Got to have the turkey. I'll cut back on a pie. You know,
I'm fine with getting rid of the turkey. If my husband said no turkey, I'm like, that's fine.
Well, you guys have, like, weird Thanksgiving anyways. You have, like, international Thanksgiving with lasagna and sauce and
Italian wedding soup,
yeah.
Italian wedding soup and Italian wedding soup, non-negotiable. That's not leaving the
Gotta
table.
Gotta keep it?
Yeah. The lasagna, I love lasagna, but that might be a non-negotiable, too.
Really?
By the time we get to the turkey, we're all full.
Well, don't
get rid of the turkey.
How about try traditional Thanksgiving without all the Italian influence? Makes sense.
You can't do that.
It sounds like it's like Sunday supper anyway, and we're adding turkey. That's what it is. It's not Thanksgiving, and
what's your non-negotiable? And it doesn't even have to be food. Think of your Thanksgiving, and then what is the non-negotiable? Anything that happens that day?
Well, I mean, family. That's not negotiable.
Oh, my God, Scott. Okay, fine. We can put that in there. That's an obvious. You're not having Thanksgiving then if nobody comes over.
Okay, so no. I'm sticking right to food. You can get rid of the green bean casserole. You could say no. Thank you on that. No good on that. And I could probably rely on less desserts would be fine.
I'm saying
with me.
What's the non-negotiable? The one non-negotiable at Thanksgiving is?
The stuffing that I make. Obviously the turkey, but the stuffing that I make is out of this world.
Wow, he's a humble guy.
I'm humble, and people die for it. They're like, you are making the stuffing, right? I'm like, yeah, you
are. Is it from a box?
Ooh, God, no. It takes 3 days. I mean, I literally take the bread from the stuffing. I buy make a whole sourdough and then chop it up and let it dry out for 3 days. Like,
make the bread?
I literally, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, that makes sense. That's your non-negotiable then.
All
so
the
that's
herbs
the tradition.
I grow. Yeah.
How many years have you been making that stuffing? Is this like a tradition in the sense of the length of?
Yes, the spatchcock turkey and the stuffing are the two like non-negotiables. That's it. I mean, if I had turkey stuffing and mashed potatoes and nothing else, that'd be a fine Thanksgiving for me.
818-2899, your Thanksgiving non-negotiable. Mine would be the, we can even take out the food. We don't even have to have dinner.
What?
I'm fine with no dinner. Non-negotiable is the game that we play with the family. My daughter and I come up with a game.
Who can eat as many lemons? Hi, the buzz.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, good. What's your non-negotiable? What you got to keep it.
I just want to let you know my non-negotiable is turkey, and it's 84 cents a pound over at Walmart.
See? Cheap.
Did you already get it?
I have two, thanks.
Nice.
The other thing is on Facebook, we offer, I own a company, we offer two free meals for somebody that can't afford it because by the time you buy everything, it's like $40.
Yeah.
And they can have a free meal.
Really? Well, free plug. Go ahead. What's your company?
Lips in Total Care. We do lawn maintenance, snow plowing, all the good stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I flew in with the big red truck, by the way.
Okay, all right. Now, are you where are you guys? Are what town are you in? What side are you? What east side, west side, south?
West side. Clarendon, Brockport.
That's cool of you.
I love
awesome.
When small businesses give back to the community, and that's so perfect. I love that.
All right. So, I mean, they can check us out on our Facebook page.
Lipson, what is it?
Lipson Total Care.
Lipson Total Care. You got it. Thanks.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Bye. The Bills make me wanna kick your heels. How about them Bills winning against our rivals, Kansas City, yesterday? 28-21. Great game. But, and this is the but. Yeah. 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. That was a big butt yesterday. Big butt. My wife was on a mission to paint certain, like, the, everything in the basement. Like, she just...
Thanksgiving's coming up, you know?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
You got to redo the house
before a holiday. All the furniture out, buy all new furniture. Jesus. She complains the other day, you know, my parents, they just go through things and they throw it out. It's brand new. I'm like, that's you.
Can you please let me know when her parents and when you guys throw things out? Because I will be the hand-me-down house. I will gladly take it off your hands.
So yesterday, she's like, listen, just leave me alone. Shut the door. Keep the dog upstairs. I'm going to be painting. I'm like, fine. You're in the basement. Fine. Do you need anything? What do you need help with? Da-da-da-da-da. Ellie had gotten all these crafts. She's into doing little beads and string and stuff. So she's doing her thing. I'm like, well, she's like, you watched the Bills game. So here I am in my Josh Allen jersey all by myself in the living room. I made chili for the party. I had snacks
for the
out.
Party. What party?
Party of one. Rosano, party of one.
I
was like yelling, oh, first down. I'm like trying to like telling everybody like, oh, James Cook, LA. Oh, mommy, James Cook. Because she says he's got James Cook in her fantasy league. And I'm like, James Cook just got 24 yards. And,
oh, my God, you must have been driving your wife insane. She just needs to focus on what her project is, and here you are having the best time of your life alone.
I even had my Bluetooth speaker and YouTube queued up. Every time the Bills did something, I played the shout song. I'm like, da-da-da-da. And Ellie's like, Dad, annoying.
Why were you so obnoxious? Were you trying to prove a point?
I was even doing the, hey, waiting.
No, you were not.
Yeah. It was such a great game.
What is wrong with you?
It was a 4 o'clock game. So it was like right, I got dinner ready at halftime and chili.
Oh,
and
my God.
I made cheesy bread. Everything. I even went out into the cold and cut my little green onions and chopped them all up and put them on top. I got sour cream out in a little bowl ready to go for the party.
Why did you go over the top? Were you trying, like, what were you doing? Are you trying to make her feel bad? Is that why?
Yeah, trying to make her feel bad. It was just a party of one. It just turned out that way, and I don't know. And Bills games are usually centralized in the, you know, everybody's watching.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure this out. I get it. You started the day thinking she was going to be with you, and it was going to be all of you. That's why you planned on making so much food? Or did you intentionally, like, say, let me make a lot of food so she feels bad and guilty?
No, I don't play guilt in my house. But what I do play is you tell me what you're going to do, and I'll spin around it. So the object was prepping Saturday. Sunday, I'm going to paint. I said, Bill's game's on at like 4:30, so it's perfect. You can get all that stuff, you know, whatever you need to get done. And I expected everything to be everybody done and ready.
You know what's
to party.
Amazing? You know what's amazing that, and I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say this. I think this is a true statement that you guys, when it comes to sports, whatever sport that is, you will stop your life. That's it.
Yep.
Everything, nothing matters but watching that whatever game it is.
Right. You knew all your yard work before the game. You do your yard work before the game or mow the lawn, get everything ready to go because that's your time slot. It's ours.
Meanwhile, women, when we have things to do on our to-do list, we're going to be like, well, sorry, I got to miss the game. I'm going to have to get these things done. This happens in my house, too. Like, my husband, like, the world shuts the F down for my, like, football and whatever other sport he's watching.
Yeah, man.
And then he, like, will be like, well, why aren't you watching the game with me? I go, I don't know. I got a bunch of other crap to do. Like, the world can't stop. And then he gives me the sad puppy eyes.
Right.
And, like, you know, there's other wives that sit with their husbands and watch the game.
Yeah, but, like,
I'm like, there's other husbands who sit and help their wives with a project.
Well, she did not want my help. But here's the thing. I don't know what to expect. Like, one week she comes bounding down the stairs on Sunday mornings, decked out in all of her Bills gear. I'm like,
well, because that's a day where she didn't have things to do. When there's things that need to get done, how do you sit there and just see things that are need to get done, but yet you're not doing it because you're watching the game? It's such a waste of time.
No.
It, like, kills me.
I'll tell you why. Because people like you never make time for people like me. You never make the me time and say, listen, I know we got to get this done, but we're going to enjoy it. We're going to take time not doing what the world commands of
us. Okay, maybe if it was just, I'll give you an hour or two. It's the whole entire day. I think that's what it is. It's like, I want to play golf. I really, really do. I love that sport. I think it's great. It's 4 hours. I don't have 4 hours.
You have 4 hours. You won't give that side of your soul.
That's it. I don't want to give up 4 hours.
Right.
Because you walk away with what? Like, sometimes these games are like an emotional roller coaster, like the Blue Jays game, the World Series game.
Oh, man, I know.
That ended late, and that was, like, not the ending we all wanted because of our local kid, Ernie Clement.
Sure, but that's the part of it. That's the mental fortitude you need to have.
Anguish is the word you're looking for.
You need to expect either happiness or sadness, and that's it.
Listen to this. Listen to how funny sports runs your life. 818-2899. Is that a true statement in your world as well? My husband is like, there's a weekend where my daughters are going to go with, my niece goes to Penn State. This is her last year. So this will be the last whiteout game, Penn State game.
Oh, okay.
My younger daughter has never been to a Penn State game. My older daughter's like, I can drink now and tailgate.
Yep.
So they both want to go. Fantastic. Okay. So now it's just my husband and I home alone.
Okay.
This is like, we never get alone couple time. Never.
Just wait a minute. It'll be totally alone any minute now. Trust me.
I'm like, okay, this is great. We can figure out what to do. I don't want to spend a lot of money. I just want to be together. What does he do? He texts me on Friday and says, hey, I scored some Sabres tickets. That's what we can do when the girls are away.
Yeah.
I go, you are kidding me right now. I hope you're kidding. He goes, what's the problem? I'm like, are you serious? That's our date night at the Sabres game?
You don't want to go to a Sabres game?
We finally have alone time, and I'm going to go sit in an ice rink? No, I don't want to spend it. So he says, okay, well, I'll find someone else to go with me. I'm like, are you? There's going to be a murder happening. I'm like, are you serious?
Murders in the building.
The Buzz.
Spizzano, Sandy, and James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast. Books, TV shows, movies, documentaries. What else can I do?
What else you got going
wildlife
on?
Shows, all that stuff. Hi, James.
Wildlife show. I love that. I love the outdoors. I grew up with Steve Irwin. He's actually from my home city. So, yes.
Oh, wildlife. Is he really?
Let's do it.
All right. I love that.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to go on Dancing with the Stars, too, then?
Isn't he a weapon? Yeah. The Irwin family. They're strong. They're into conservation. Yeah. People love them. So, for good reason.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we had a listener in the studio, one of our Buzz fam, Sandy, who had a question for you. And she had to bolt, but here she left it on tape for us. You ready, James?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, James. I really enjoy your podcast. The question I have is, how do you help people overcome the I know what to do, but I'm not doing it struggle, or personally reset when you hit a low or feel off track?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So there's a few ways to take it. And this is where it's good to have people in the studio, because it means we can probe a little bit more. But this is totally fine. We'll work with what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of a lot of times when people know what to do, they're not doing it. It's because they're trying to do something that's too big. Yeah. And as a result of thinking too big, they become inconsistent, or it leads to inaction because it's too much of a leap from where they are at the moment.
I find myself with that.
The first thing that I like to encourage people to do is don't try to aim to change the world. Mm-hmm. Start small so you can be consistent. Once we get a few reps on the board, that's when we can increase the intensity of what we're doing. A lot of people talk about consistency being better than intensity. Another thing there as well that I would focus on is find friends who have achieved the goal that you want already. So if you want to be fit and get in shape, go and find people who are fit and in shape, who have done that goal. And as you're around them, you'll adopt the habits and the mindset of who they are. Mm. I think it's one of the most interesting things about human nature is that we absorb the tendencies of the people that we spend the most time with. Mm. So if you're around someone who's a narcissist, well, guess what? There's going to be part of you that becomes a narcissist. Mm. If you're around someone who's compassionate and giving, then you're going to become compassionate and giving. So that's a really interesting one about human nature. And then finally, I actually just interviewed a guy called Joe DeSena, who's the founder of the Spartan Race, which are these crazy obstacle courses all around the world. They've had more than 10 million people and do these obstacle courses.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And what Joe does is he lies to himself. Now, this dude is super fit, does ultra endurance events. If there's ultra in the title, he's out there doing it. But his goal when it comes to anything fitness related, it's not to go and do the full workout. It's just to get started. And that's the same for me, too. If I'm going to the gym, it's not to go and do the best gym session of all time. I'm just going to drive to walk in the door. I know if I can walk in the door, everything else will take care of itself. For some other people, it might be just to put their workout clothes on. So you can see that one ties a little bit back into what I said at the start, is making sure that that chasm isn't so deep between where you are now and what you want to do. So reduce the intensity of what that feels like. Get some small reps in. Surround yourself with people who have already done that. Play a few mindset tricks, and I think you'll be good to go.
Oh, my God, that was so good, James.
Yeah, like I find myself, like with this ADHD thing, hard to start something. But once I get on it, you can't stop me.
Yeah,
and what's that thing that lights the match that starts it? Because I have this paralysis sometimes trying to start something. But once I do it, it's like, oh, that was easy.
Yeah, it's really, in my experience, it's things like knowing what to do. So I'll give you an example. Now, this one's pretty funny. I have never been accused of being a good handyman around the house.
Okay.
You might even have brought this up on this show before. I'm horrible with anything tool-related, handyman-related.
Yeah.
And now with ChatGPT and all these other different AI tools, mm-hmm. if there's a problem that needs to be solved, I realize that the reason I'm a bad handyman is because I don't know what to do. But now I can take a photo of something, throw it into AI, it tells me what I need to do. Mm. Yes, it takes me a while. I can ask it any silly question that I want to ask.
Yes.
I'd be embarrassed to ask a human. and it tells me what to do, and I can not only solve the problem, but get better in that skill. And I realize that being in that flow state of solving the problem, whatever the problem is something that I really love.
And your wife is so turned on that it's like
I wish she was. Maybe I need some leather pants or something, Sandy.
Something's missing.
I'm changing air filters. I'm doing cabinet repair.
What?
Any electrical work yet?
Come
so
on.
Impressed.
Well, we're going to leave that for this week and come back and do it again next week. James, thank you so much. How do we get a hold of him, Sandy?
At James Witt is how you can follow him on socials. He's got a Facebook group you can be a part of. Listen to his podcast, Win the Day. And if you ever want to come on the show, if you have a question too, just reach out to me directly, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
All right, James, till next week. Thank you. Bye.
Come join us. Thanks, team.
Okay, coming up on the show, we still got to get to a Jerker Justified like we do every day around 7:15, 7:20-ish. Mm-hmm. What my husband said to me when I was cooking dinner. I'll be honest, I was burning dinner. But what he said, I gave him like the look of, I'm trying to think.
Death.
I'm trying to edit myself. Yeah, okay,
the
fine.
Death,
the look
yes.
of death. The look
death
of
stare,
death.
The death stare. I'm going
to
kill
I
you.
I also have to tell you the story that my girlfriend shared with me, mm-hmm. what she caught her son doing, mm-hmm. And how she reacted to it. Mm-hmm. That is coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But just after 7, you're going to have two choices. You're either going to say, give this kid a raise at the Starbucks drive-thru.
Okay.
Or you're going to say, take this kid off drive-thru duty forever.
Okay.
After I tell you this.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spezzano and Sandy, waking you up.
Hiya, what's up? It's Monday. It's November. It's 40-something free, I think, degrees all right now. It's going to be about 55. We're going to see some rain later today, but until then, should be all right. Scott Spezzano here. Sandy Waters right there. It's all about the drive-through.
Yeah. I cannot even believe this is my kid. So my kid, Lexi, who's 16 years old, got her first job. Yay! She works at Starbucks up the street, around the corner.
Good.
And her first week off of training. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was her first week by herself on the drive-thru, at the drive-thru, whatever. Okay. Working the drive-thru. And when she came home, she told me what she did, and I was like, Lexi, you did not. What? You did not. I am so, humiliated.
Wait, what'd she do?
She said, first of all, work at the drive-thru. I am sorry if anybody's ever worked the drive-thru. If that's what you do, I give you mad respect. I don't know if I could multitask in that way. Somebody's talking in your ear as you're taking someone else's order. And then, I don't know. I think it's impressive. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyhow, she was at the drive-thru, and I knew she was going to be working the drive-thru. And I was worried for her. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you could really screw up somebody's order that way by herself, whatever. She comes home. She tells me, So I think the drive-thru went really well.
Okay.
I was telling jokes.
Okay. What? She was telling jokes?
I go, you were what?
Like what?
I go, Lexi, this is a professional, atmosphere. This is not a joke. You can't pretend. She goes, what did the frog say to the bus?
Uh-huh. What?
I hope you don't get towed.
Aw, how cute.
I go, Lexi, you did not. She goes, yeah, what's the problem? It's all about customer service, and it makes it more memorable, a memorable experience.
Oh, my God.
I go, what was the reaction from the customers? She goes, they were laughing. They said, that's a good one. I'm like, Lexi, you can't, this.
Does
your manager, your manager give you the okay to tell jokes at the drive-thru?
What did she say? Yeah,
I think they were fine with it. I don't know. I'm like, oh, my God.
Can I just say that is exactly what I would want at a drive-thru?
Is it?
So many times I'm driving through after, dance with the little one, getting a happy meal or whatever. And it's just like, man, you want sauce with that? And friends, okay, hold on. First window. Come on. Put some life into it.
Well.
I'm going there, man. If I'm going to get a little... Just a tiny little wedge of happy. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Maybe. So you say give this kid a raise or take this kid off the drive-thru.
No, give this kid a raise. Put some personality into it. And my God, she's got a ton of personality.
I was like, it's so funny when your kid is like at home. Mm. Sometimes you don't realize what they are like outside, right?
Yeah,
of their little home bubble.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
You were what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was telling jokes. One of my coworkers dared me, and I did. And they laughed, and I laughed, and we laughed. And it's a great customer experience. And that's my job, is to make the customers happy.
That's right.
So
oh my God, that's don't squash her on that. Like, it's funny, but like you mentioned about you don't know your kid's professional life. When you do see it, you're like, whoa, I'm impressed. You know, I see my son who's a chef. You know, when I walk into the restaurant he's working at, and he doesn't see me yet, and I see him doing his thing, I'm like, I've never seen him being that serious before. He's like, he's doing his thing.
Oh, I know. When you and I went that one time, we were getting together for work or something,
and
we both just sat there and watched in awe how your son was hustling.
It's so cool.
We were
to see
both
that.
Getting teary-eyed. It's not even my kid, but I was so proud of him.
I know. So, you know, it's like it's that's something that's really a landmark in a parent's world when you get to see your kid doing their thing and they don't know you're watching them.
Yeah. At 818-2899. If you can relate to this at all, or what funny thing did your kid do? I don't know. Or best, worst drive-through experience.
I'm trying to think.
Part of me, when she said that, I was like, oh, God. First, her manager's going to think this is just a joke, and she's not taking her job seriously. This is where my mind went. I go, Lexi, you got to be more professional than that. And then I was thinking, do people want to hear cheesy jokes at the drive-through? I don't know. I was worried that would be a bad look, but then...
No, it's hard to approach it. It's like, welcome to Starbucks. Why did the frog cross the road? It doesn't work like that. You know, there's got to be a little bit of back and forth.
I don't know how she did it.
That's awesome. I would love to see how that happens. I would love to... Listen, I don't think I've ever had maybe once just like a little fun back and forth conversation.
I don't think I ever had either.
Hey, hi, Carm, you there?
Hey, Carm.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, what's happening?
All right, buddy.
Hey, when I was a kid, I worked at Wegmans, and I was just not just a cashier, but I was a cashier.
Mm-hmm.
And people would come to me, and I would ask them, would you like paper, plastic, or burlap? And they would just look, and I would mix it up. I'd say paper, plastic, metal. What would you like? And then they'd always... And that's how you broke up the conversation, and you got to laughing with them the entire time.
Okay, maybe that is a good point. Maybe I should be proud. I was worried, but maybe you're right.
Mm.
I was, when I worked my first job, it was at Wegmans, too.
Yeah.
Which Wegmans were you at, Carm? I was at the Ladder Road, or Mount Reed. I was at Mount Reed.
I was at Lyle Ave, probably 88, 89.
Damn.
Okay, so I worked in the Fisherman's Wharf, and I would have to go on the announcements. I don't think they do it as much now, but I would go on the announcements and say what special is happening at the Fisherman's Wharf.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be really goofy and silly. Attention all customers. And then I would play sound effects that I had, like a little storybook in the department's Little Mermaid, and it had funny like noises, like seagulls or whatever. I would play like the noises
Then why are you freaking out about your kid going Little Rogue?
I don't know. I forgot I did that. I don't know. When you're mom, you kind of take a different approach. I don't know why I was so worried.
Sandy, you said it was kind of a professional environment. It's not. It's a Starbucks.
I know.
We love it.
It's a Wegmans.
It's not professional. You know what I'm saying? It's not a doctor's office.
It's a law firm. You're doing fart jokes as a receptionist. That's different, right?
You know. Right, Scott.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
See you guys.
Bye. Yeah. Good for her. More drive-thruers need a personality.
Funny.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's awesome.
And anyone got a good joke? A good dad joke? I'll pass it on to my daughter.
The smallest move can spark the biggest debate. Welcome to Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
There's phrases in life that we want to just kill. Like, just make it banned, outlaw, illegal to say these phrases. And I'm sure there's plenty coming to your mind. But let's talk about this one phrase that might trigger some of you.
What?
When you see your spouse struggling...
Mm-hmm.
with something.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I don't like seeing you struggle. My head is going to explode.
Wait, why? What's wrong with that?
Yes, okay. Over the weekend, I'm going to be completely honest. I was cooking. I was trying to cook, I was burning. Okay, so we have stainless steel pans, and I was trying to cook eggs, It was smoking. It was just, I don't know what I was doing, but it was just not a good scene, okay? And my husband had walked into the kitchen at the wrong time, and he goes, oh, my gosh, I hate to see you struggle.
Yeah.
Let me help you. And I go, I gave him the look of death. I'm like...
Ooh.
That's not how you... And then he started to school me on how to cook an egg on a stainless steel pan.
Steel, you have to get to a certain temperature, and there's a little hack that you can figure out when you put the water in and it bounces around. Yeah.
He told me that. But I was like, okay, can you do me a favor and never, ever repeat that phrase ever again? Because I hate you right now. He goes, what? I don't like seeing you struggle.
That is
the most condescending, belittling phrase.
Where is that coming? Why? No, it's true.
Like, oh, you idiot, you dummy.
Well, no, you're thinking
stupid
that.
Stupid girl, you.
No.
I don't want to see you struggle.
He doesn't. He loves you. He's your protector. He's your knight in shining armor.
Well, now say that. Why not say that? I want to be your knight in shining armor in this moment because the house and the smoke alarms are about to go off.
Yeah,
the house
you'd still give him the death stare. Doesn't matter.
No, I think if you say, can I be your knight in shining armor?
That's not
condescending. I think I would be okay with that. No. I don't want to see you struggle while you're just standing there watching me.
While you're struggling.
While I'm struggling.
Okay. 818-2899.
I'm not really struggling. I'm going to figure it out. Don't worry about it. I don't want to see you struggle. Oh God, that irks me.
All right,
I got to bring this up on the air.
Let's put that phrase in jerk or justified.
Messages are coming in, and you can also leave us a voice message on our free Odyssey app too. Mm-hmm. By the way, justified. Come on,
justified.
Maybe he just hates seeing someone he loves frustrated.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay. See, that was a dude who wrote that, Tom.
So?
You guys don't get it. We don't want to hear that. I hate seeing someone struggle.
I don't like seeing you struggle. Okay, 818-2899. Let's go to the call. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy. How are you?
Joanne from Gates.
Hi, Joanne.
Okay, is this a triggering phrase? I don't like seeing you struggle.
Yeah.
I think he was... justified to say it, Sandy.
I agree.
Man, why?
Because he's looking out for you.
I'm asking Joanne, not you.
Huh?
I agree with Scott. He was looking out for you.
Yes.
He saw you struggling, and he doesn't want to see you struggle.
Yeah, but...
Guys, we mean it when we say it. We don't mean it like in some
it's
weird...
It's so condescending.
We don't mean it like that, though.
No. He wasn't being condescending. He was just... trying to be helpful.
Why can't you say, let me do that? Or here, I should be cooking for you. Like, say it in a way where you're showing up as the knight in shining armor. Like, I want to be the one to cook for you. And then, you know, like, I want to save our house because it's about to, you know, go up in flames or something like that.
Oh, my God.
No, he was being nice, and I think he took it the wrong way.
I'm taking that phrase and using it next time I'm seeing my wife having a problem with something.
Don't you dare.
Why?
Your wife is very much like me, and she is not going to take that, like, as a compliment. Call your wife. Can we call your wife right now?
No. Let's get Nelly on the bus. All right, Joanne, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified.
So... justified, just not smart.
There you go. That really means jerk.
No. Justified because I've learned that I just kind of poke my head around the corner and just ask, is there anything I can do to help? But I pretty much know that if things are going badly, I stay way away.
Isn't that a shame?
Well, now, wait a minute. Staying away, intentionally staying away, is also bad. Why can't you just be a human and say, like, what your initial reaction was just, can I help? That's it. Can I help?
I do that, and then I gauge on the response or the look that I get.
Right.
And,
okay.
And if it's like, yes, this is a safe zone, you can come in here, then I go in, and if not, then I just go make busy work somewhere else.
Dude, you are every man. You're every husband. Thank you. Goodbye.
It's a safe zone. Listen, I do get overwhelmed and stressed when I cook. I don't need your condescending.
It's not.
I hate seeing you struggle.
You always use that
word. It's like you pathetic human being. You can't even cook.
You always use that word condescending. It's such a harsh word. My wife.
It's what it is.
It's not.
Who are we calling right now?
Jill. My wife.
Is she going to be the deciding vote here?
I don't know if she even knows what's going on.
Her one joke will negate all the justifieds.
Hi, you're on the air.
Jill, I have a question for you. This is a phrase that my husband said to me, and it triggered me, and I hate it, and I want to get it outlawed. So I feel like you and I kind of are the same.
Stop.
We have the same vibe.
Stop.
If you were to be, let's say, struggling with something, or you were doing something and it wasn't turning out right, and Scott walked in the room and said, I hate to see you struggle. Jerker justified that phrase.
I think it's kind of jerk, you know, I don't know, like, Scott doesn't say that to me. He's always talking to me like I'm a child.
No, not true.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's not like
that's
a child.
What it is. It's like a child.
It's like, babe, I don't like seeing you struggle. Can I help you?
No, you never say it. You never say it like that. No. I was like, what are you doing? Like last night when I was painting. I'm like, get out of my face.
You put too much speckle on. I was trying to help.
This is what I think should happen. I think that husbands just shouldn't say anything at all and just let you do your thing.
Yes.
And
okay.
Wait for you to ask for help.
There you go. That's it. So you're saying outlaw.
I was not struggling, Scott, with the paint.
No.
You gave me the wrong color. And second of all, you gave me the wrong color.
I gave her the wrong color.
So there you go.
Yeah, I'm like, are you sure? It says basement. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
He just put it back on you.
Yes,
Jill, I believe you.
Right?
So to say the phrase, I don't like seeing you struggle when you're struggling, is jerk move.
It's jerk.
Okay.
I think you should just wait until the wife or girlfriend asks for help. That's my feeling.
Okay, gotcha. All right, love you.
I love it. Okay. And like I said, your one vote will negate all the other justifieds.
Oh, yeah, right.
So
good.
The power of Jill Spazzano right here.
Yeah, right.
And jerker justified.
So we have three justifieds and one jerk so far.
No, but it's Jill's jerk. So I told you, it just negates it all. It's like the verdict is it.
The verdict is jerk.
Yeah, jerk. Yeah, jerk.
What?
Yeah, jerk. Yeah, jerk. Yeah, jerk. Yeah, jerk.
I love how you just follow along.
Justified.
Yeah, I don't want to be. I don't want to be condescending.
Whatever his wife says goes. That's it. Jerk. Husbands, are you listening? You can't say that anymore.
Guys, we have to tiptoe through the tulips all the time.
Just keep your mouth shut. We'll ask for help when we need it. Chances are we don't need it.
Great. Hi, Monday. What's up? A 98.9 to Buzz, Spazzano and Sandy, November 3rd. Scott Spazzano, Sandy Waters, your upscale morning show of Rochester, New York.
Are we really?
I don't know. Are we? That's a question.
Are we gonna start now? Let's talk about being upscale and upper class.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we fit. So they did a Go Banking Rates. I don't even know what that is. It's a company, I guess. Oh. And they did the survey.
Okay.
And they asked all the different generations what salary they think is necessary to be considered upper class.
Huh. And this is a combined salary of like a, or just individual salary?
It's just a salary.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I think individual.
Yeah.
So based on the generations, they all had kind of a different point of view of what's considered upper class. So what would you say as a
Generation Jones generation? That would be ages 61 to 70.
Actually, you know what? According to this, it says Gen X is age 45 to 64. So maybe you're like a Gen X.
Maybe I'm a Gen X. Maybe at one end.
Well, okay. So, Generation Jones,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Upscale?
Upper class.
Upper class.
Yeah. How much do you have to earn? In 818-2899. Join in.
$100,000?
Really? To be upper class?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that.
Really? Okay.
When I think upper class, wait, maybe I'm the only person now. When I was thinking upper class, I was thinking like 500,000.
Whoa, you're Gen X.
I'm thinking high end, like upper class. I think like way high end.
Like rich?
Yeah, like you just, you know, you walk into Mackenzie Childs and you just buy whatever and you don't care that one little candlestick costs $400. You know what I mean? You're like, that's right. I'm upper class. Oh, okay. I'm making 500K.
That's upper class?
In my eyes.
Yeah. Okay. That kind of description of upper class would move it up to 200 grand.
Well, no, you said 100. That's fine.
Okay. I'll stay at 100 then.
It's okay that we're different because all the generations did have a different point of view. So the baby boomers, you know what? They didn't break it down to Gen. Would you say Gen Jones?
Jones is ages 61 to 70.
They said baby boomers said 100,000 to 250 a year.
Oh, okay.
Gen Xers said 150 to 250 a year.
Okay,
that's kind of the same.
That's 45 to 60 ish.
And then the millennials. What do you think the millennials said?
That's like 30 to 45.
25 to 44.
Okay, 25 to 44.
What do you think they answered?
Geez, they're probably answering higher now. They're probably going 250 grand.
Okay, that's what I thought too. They said between 100,000 and 250.
Okay.
So right there, same exact answer as the baby boomers.
Yeah.
Which, that surprised me.
Interesting.
I totally thought the millennials will bump that up. Gen Zers, the 18 to 24-year-olds said, what salary is considered upper class? $75,000 to $200,000 a year.
Right. That's crazy. And that shows that they're not making any money. And they think 75 grand's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why I was so off the mark with every generation. When I think of it, like, you got to have, in my eyes, with inflation and all this, to achieve upper class, you got to have a lot of money. Because it is so expensive to live nowadays. I don't think $100,000 is going to cut it.
I don't know. Maybe that's, you know, maybe it's not the reality, but like, I don't know.
See, they say the medium income is $83K, is what they say in the U.S.
Is it really? Yeah. I mean, as an individual, I don't know. See, like, these days, Gen Z, millennials, even X's are renting still, you know? They don't have that huge mortgage, you know, twice like what the rent would be.
Right. If you're making $100,000, which there was a time where that's like, whoa, you're making good money. Fantastic. You can live comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the housing prices are so insanely crazy, $100,000 salary is not going to buy you a house.
A lot of people can't buy a house till they're 45, 50 years old.
You know what they did say from this? Over half of Gen Zers. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you know a Gen Zer, just learn from them, people.
Under 30s, basically.
They say they negotiated their starting salary. Over half of Gen Zers say they negotiated their starting salary. Among those who negotiated, over 40% got better offerings. And Gen Zers, that's the higher than any other generation negotiating their starting salary.
Really?
No other generation.
I have never negotiated my starting salary.
Me neither.
They just kind of told us what we're going to get. This is what you get. I was like, all right.
I was just grateful to get a job.
Right?
I didn't even think you could negotiate a starting salary, to be honest with you.
You know, I know that when you go for my wife has, you know, popped through different, you know, jobs just to move up the ladder. And each one of them has already kind of a ballpark, but she was able to negotiate starting salary.
She's not a Gen Z, though, is she?
She's a millennial, close to an X.
Yeah, I would not. I mean, when they said starting salary, I thought first job, but maybe it's just, yeah, I thought first job. I was thinking first real job, first big girl job, big boy job, not like part-time.
Yeah, because you're talking the, you know, what, a teens to late 20s, right?
Yeah, so they don't have a lot of jobs under their belt, right?
Or leverage.
I would not even dare. Hey, I have zero on my resume besides a part-time job. I just got out of college. I'm gonna negotiate with you. But do it, because they say 44% got better offers.
When you start high.
How are you negotiating? What are you negotiating?
Wait, isn't that how you're supposed to do it? You get a new job, you're like, listen, I need to make, let's say, 80. I need to make 80 grand. They'll be like, oh, well, we're thinking more 40, but let's.
Yeah, but again, these are Gen Zers. They're 18 to 24. They don't have any other job history. Like, their resume is short. What do they got? Like, what kind of.
I would have negotiated my first real full-time job that's not hourly. If I could have, because I had an idea in mind of what it would be, and it was kind of close. It wasn't what I wanted, but it was close enough where I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. I got benefits. I've got, you know, insurance. I got health insurance. And so I took it. So I was never, the number I had in my head was kind of close, you know, within 10,000.
So you didn't even think to negotiate. Yeah, I don't think any and mm-hmm. that's what they say. No other generation thinks to negotiate your very first job, mm-hmm. except for the Gen Zers.
Interesting. Well, go for it, guys. Yeah. You'll be better
Maybe
off
their
in the
mom
future.
Shows up. Wait a minute. Hold on. Is Gen Z the generation where they bring their parents to the interview? Hold
every
on a second.
Every single one of them. That's funny. Anyway, so there you go. If what's upper class? Think about it for you. What's your number?
Yeah, I don't know. They say 190,000 gross annual income is what you're going to actually need just to live, because people spend $8,500 a month, which I thought felt very high.
$8,500 a month?
I don't know. That's what they say.
Yeah, you know what? That's taken in the big city stuff, too.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Not around here.
Coming up on the show in just about 10 minutes, I don't know if it fits into good or bad parenting or where this fits, but
I'm
very curious to see if anyone else can relate to this. My friend was telling me this story about someone she knows caught her teenage son doing something with his girlfriend and how she reacted.
Wonder what they were doing.
Wonder how she reacted.
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some parents that probably can relate to this story, and I'm curious how you reacted to finding your kid and their girlfriend or boyfriend in the act.
Yeah, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, there will be a first, or at least you'll find out about it somehow.
Yeah, you don't want to find out. Like, I subscribe to, I don't want to find out. I am the parent head in the sand, and I want to stay there. But a friend of mine was telling me this story, and I don't want to disclose too many details because, I mean, these are real kids.
Oh, no,
and
no.
I don't
no,
want
no.
anyone, like, yeah, I don't want to embarrass anybody. But the gist of the story is mom found out her son was, you know, with his girlfriend.
Right.
And they're young. They're young.
Uh-huh.
They're
not 18 yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Shy of 16.
Yikes.
So what does mom do? She calls the other parent.
Good parent or a bad parent?
Is that what you want to do? You want to do a good parent or bad parent?
Well, that's perfect for it, isn't it?
You called the other parent to say what?
So
how
now,
did that conversation take, like, what do you say?
Okay, so the parent that called the other parent is the parent of the what? Boy or girl?
Boy.
Okay. Ooh.
Hey, just want to let you know, I'm not sure if you know, but I found out that
Third Leg Greg is doing it with your daughter.
How do we, like, I don't know how close they are. That was inappropriate.
Well, it's so funny because
I'm pretend you didn't say that.
I don't even know if you should do that. I don't think it's good.
I don't
parenting.
Know.
I don't know. How if you were tasked to do that, how would you say it?
I don't. That's what I'm wondering. I am a very socially awkward person. Okay, I would struggle with having that conversation. Now, if it was my daughter and it's your son.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what my daughter is doing so I can make sure she's best protected.
Right.
So if I am the mom head in the sand, I kind of feel like I want you to call me, but this is going to be an awkward conversation.
But won't you already have had the talk?
Yeah, but like, how honest are your kids going to really be with you? Yeah, you can have the talk, but are they going to be like, hey, mom, guess what I did? No, no teenager is going to, I don't know, maybe... There are a few, but
would it be the? Yeah, it depends on open and honest. Your kids
I mean, did you were you open and honest with your parents?
No.
Yeah. No. No.
But you need to like
still to this day, my mother and father think that I
an immaculate conception. Both of them. The like I said a couple of weeks ago, I came up with the conversation. The only conversation you have to have about your kids with your kids about the birds and the bees is don't give me a grandkid until you're 25.
That's the way Scotty parents.
Yep. Don't give me a grandkid.
What would you do if a mom calls you or a dad or whoever, I don't know, and says that to you? How do you react? What do they want? Like, I don't know. Anyone else have been here, done that in this situation?
Man.
The day you found out.
That your kids are growing up quickly.
How close your teenager was to their girlfriend or boyfriend. Do you and how do, if you find out, do you tell your kid that you know?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd call the parent, though. I'm like, hey, Greg. I don't know where that came from. But, like, you need to start, like, you know, I found out what's going on. You need to start being careful and respectful and having that conversation, that kind of stuff. Right?
Okay,
both of you
so
guys.
You talk to the kid. Yeah. You got to talk to the kid.
I wouldn't talk to the
kid.
We
all agree on that one.
Okay. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
What would you say? Who would you talk to? Would you call the parent?
Have you been through this?
I have been through this.
Uh-oh. What's the story?
But there's one plus on this one.
Oh.
I spoke to the parents when I knew that they were together and getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were on the same page. Well, then it happened when I walked in on it.
Oh!
No. Wait, did you say yours was daughter or son? I didn't hear you.
I have the son.
Uh-huh. You have the son. Okay. Uh-oh. Oh, God. That must have been a horrible moment. What did you do?
For him?
Oh, it was. So I had a talk with the parents again.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, I was wondering where my son was. And suddenly, he shows up about 2 hours after I came home from work.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the mother couldn't handle it herself. So she decided, without speaking to me, to have my son come to the GYN doctor.
Uh-huh.
And go in with her. Well, she had an IUD put in.
Oh, what?
Because my mother was traumatized and she couldn't handle it.
Wait.
Without speaking to me.
He brought the couple to the... He brought your son with her, with your daughter to, or whatever. Yeah, yeah. With the daughter to the doctor's office.
No girl wants their boyfriend sitting there when she's getting an IUD. Well, that is so disrespectful.
He was the only other person in the room with her because the mother sat out in the waiting room because she was too traumatized by going through it herself.
Oh, my God.
I don't think a woman wants anybody in the room. When you're
you
having
don't have
that.
To tell me that.
Yeah, right.
Holy heck, that is.
And this is all that mom took the initiative without even telling you.
Yes. She didn't tell me, and she had no answer for it when I said, hey, wait a minute.
Well, I mean, if
can we go
you
back for a second? I'm sorry, Scotty. Can we go back for a second? When you walked in on them, what was your reaction? Because I'm trying to think of how I would react to see it.
My reaction probably wasn't the best. I yelled, get your tongue out of her mouth.
Uh-huh.
And I went over and pulled them apart.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. Okay. And I said, get your stuff together, and told her she was going home. And he and I were going to have a talk.
Yeah. No, I think you handled it perfectly. I think everybody would have handled it that way. Yeah, you did well. You did well, Mom. How old is he now?
He's 16.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's 16 now.
And yeah,
This is a fresh wound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, very fresh. And then, if you remember, Sandy, you're the one that had me howling on my way to work a couple weeks ago.
About what?
In order to win tickets to the Genesis tribute concert.
Oh, yeah!
Like, legitimately howling.
Yeah. And guess what? I wound up sick the next day, and I never was able to go.
No. I'm sorry about that.
What a terrible ending to that story. Aw.
That's all right. Things happen. But
well, you know what? I am glad we brought this up on the air. So now you feel like you are not the only mom dealing with this. There was another mom in the same exact shoes as you were.
Exactly.
You are, and we just adore you. Thank you for calling.
Thank
being
you.
So candid and honest.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye.
Wow, see, we're in this together. Anyone else need a little, I don't know, what do we call it? Therapy shot? What are we calling this?
That was therapy. That was good.
Good therapy.
Yeah. And now we hear that could
anyone need Scott and I to make that phone call? We will for you.
You don't want me doing it.
I'll make that phone call for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
If it's someone else's kid, I can. If my kid, no, I cannot.
You can try. You, Sandy Waters, can try the Italian Guilt Witch Halloween style on me. Here on 99 The Buzz, but you won't. It won't happen.
Okay, listen, you are standing firm by your decision to cancel Halloween, but not every parent did.
That is not
on Friday.
True.
How many of you walked with your kid through the wind and the rain, mm-hmm. and went trick or treating, albeit a little bit shorter of mm-hmm. a trick or treating, but you actually just did it?
Right.
And then how many of you, 818-2899, canceled it like Scotty?
I didn't cancel it. And
you
it
did. You no. didn't go house to house.
We didn't. We went house.
Canceled.
No, we went to house. We didn't go house to house. We did one house.
You went to a Halloween party.
The Halloween party was for the kids and the adults, of course, and everybody in the
you
neighborhood.
You wussed out.
Everybody in the neighborhood had this big party together. Everybody brought a
you
dish
didn't want
to pass.
Get wet, Scotty. Do what?
Oh, stop it.
He didn't want his hair color to drip down his cheek.
I had already gotten soaked walking down the street to the house. And
oh, that's sad. I feel bad for you.
Stop. Let me get the story out. So we went to a Halloween party.
Yeah, but I want to talk about, I don't want the whole story. Did you go trick-or-treating or not? No, yes. You chose not to.
Yes, we did it in the garage.
In a garage?
Okay, here's the story. So we're all together, and we're out there doing our thing at the party for an hour. And Bob and Allison, thank God, you guys were amazing. They went over the top Harry Potter theme. Every room, it was crazy. The whole family was dressed up like Harry Potter and all the characters. So all of the other neighbors were over. We all brought a dish to pass, did our thing. The kids are running around having a good time playing games. Some of the dads and the moms were outside in the garage where they had the food set up and all these tables. And they came to the conclusion without my input that should we all go and get our candy and do it here? Because
look at him passing the buck.
That wasn't me. I didn't instigate that. I would never instigate that. I kind of wanted to do it. Now, my wife, she drove from our house to Bob and Allison's. How far is that? Three doors.
I had a friend who, now, without a doubt, there's some parents who are nodding along and agreeing with you because it clearly was not the number of trick-or-treaters that we've seen in the past, right? That, like, without a doubt, it was there. I've heard some neighborhoods, like, zero people came to the door.
Yeah.
But I do have a friend who, he went with his kid for an hour, and his kids are little, like 8 and 6.
On foot.
Yes, by foot.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, and he's like, it was a fun memory. It was crazy. It was wild, but it was a fun memory. And I'm like, that's...
The moment they made the decision is when the rain wasn't stopping and it was literally pouring. It was literally pouring. And then they set up little stations all inside the garage where everybody went down to their house and got their bowls of candy. And all the kids just went through all of the different bowls of candy. And
so there was... I actually did because I felt bad for the kids because without a doubt we knew it was going to be a lousy night if you did, fight through it.
I thought it was going to let up.
And I bought full-size candy bars. And I'm like, I got to really reward these kids who are, right? There was one kid that came to the – by the way, I have a lot of leftover candy. There was one kid who came to the door and she was like – grabbed a full-size candy bar. Like the reaction was, oh, my God, this is so great.
Yeah.
And didn't she ask for another one?
No.
She took, as she's asking, she's taken one of those. Like, oh, wait, I want one of those, too, and grabbed it. And I am like, are you serious right now? It's a full-size candy bar, you greedy little kid.
No, she read the room. There's nobody else coming to your door, lady. Give them up. Give them up. Give me a case.
I elbowed my husband because he was the one physically had the bowl in his hand. I was just walking by the front door. I'm like, tell her no. He goes, oh my God, you can't tell her no. I'm like, yes, you absolutely can.
Oh, and then you complain for the rest of the month about how you're getting fat and you're chocolated out and you have no willpower.
I will give you the entire bowl knowing I have so much leftover candy.
Why didn't you
take the bowl? Now I'm not going to give it to you. Like if you're the nice kid that's like, oh my God, this is so nice. Thank you. Here, take all of them. If you're the kid who's like, oh, can I have this one too? No. Shut it down.
You're a horrible person.
I'm the horrible person. Meanwhile, you did not go trick-or-treating with your kid.
My kid got more wads of candy than if she would have walked around for an hour and a half. It was awesome. You are in the midst or in the beginning of the commercial-free 98 right here. A 98.9 The Buzz comes up at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we appreciate every single one of you for taking time listening to us every morning. We love waking up with you. But now it is time to say we out.
Yep, we out like mosquitoes in November. I guess it's a positive, right?
Yes,
see you bye.
Yes.
Okay, see you bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spezzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.